Welcome, everybody. This is our Sky Sports Radio weekly podcast preview of Sydney racing, and we're right into it now. The Sydney Autumn with two Group 1 races on Saturday, the Randwick Guineas and the Canterbury Stakes. Form analyst Paul Joyce is joining us. Hello, Paul.
Hello, Andrew. Yes, you're definitely right with this meeting. Two Group 1s within the quaddy as well, so that's great for punters. And probably most importantly at this stage, Andrew, fine weather predicted for a Thursday, Friday and Saturday, so we'll be racing on a good three track come Saturday afternoon, unless the weather forecasters have got it totally wrong.
Yep. Well, at the moment, it's rated good, and let's hope it stays that way. Let's have a look at the legs of the quaddy. In the nine-race card, the quaddy on Saturday starts with race six. As you mentioned, the first of the group ones here, the Randwick Guineas. We know Kermadec has come out running in Melbourne. How does it set up this race over the mile, Paul?
Yeah, it's really tricky, Andrew, because there's no pace on paper, no pace at all. We've only got seven runners. We've got two roughies down the bottom, Rodan Drive and Sworn to Silence. So maybe one of those will take up a surprise role as leader, but they've never really done it before in their history. And you'd be surprised if Sway Ness and Hallowed Crown led. Preferment definitely won't lead. So that leaves Shooting to Win or Scissor Kickers, maybe the one of the two favoured runners that'll just be left in front. So it's going to be a race of tactics, that's for sure. It's very difficult to find who will be the one to go forward and take up the running, because I don't think you really want to be the bunny out in front with Haloed Crown and you know, a horse like Shooting to Win camped right off you. So it's going to be interesting, Andrew. I'm playing it very, very safe in the quaddy. I think, you know, there's four obvious chances, and they're the four I'll be taking. I've got number one, Haloed Crown, on top. Only just, though. I mean, these horses are all so even. It'll come down to luck in running on the day. He's just got a knack of winning, though. He's had six starts for five wins, and the only defeat he had was in the Roman Consul, where they probably pushed on one run too many there, and he pulled up with a cough and wasn't very well. So apart from that, he's undefeated. He's got that inside barrier. I'm leaning towards him, number one on top of number three, Shooting to Win. He'll definitely strip fitter for that first up run in the Hobart Village. Just had to do a bit of early work there off a wide gate, but he's got barrier two this time, and he'll obviously try and just tuck in and get some cover if he can. Number five for third, Sway Ness. Another brilliant first up run in the Hobart Bill. Just missed there behind Haloed Crown. And I think the forgotten horse of the race is number four, Scissor Kick. He's probably at his best. He's got the form to beat all of these. He was unlucky to lose the Golden Rose. He was tightened late in the Hobart Bill when only 1.5 lengths off them. And he had a terrible draw that day. He's come up with barrier three here. So I'm playing it as safe as I can, Andrew. 1-3-5-4.
1-3-5-4 in race six, the Randwick Guineas. The other group one is the Canterbury Stakes here. It, again, a relatively small field, no scratchings over the 1,300. A few of these coming back to racing. Obviously, we've seen Tiger Tees, probably Joe Pride, changing a few things this week, saying why not take Tiger to this race rather than the Challenge?
Yeah, that's right. He's sort of a late switch there, and a couple of horses with race fitness versus those that are resuming. So it's a tricky sort of group one race again. I'm playing it safe early just to get us through the first two legs of the quaddy. This week I've gone 8, 5, 7, 9, and 4. So we've got five runners here, so we should be right. Number eight, Catkins, the favourite on top. She's obviously got race fitness on her side. She's come up with a gun draw. She's a winner. She knows where the post is, and she's clearly the one to beat with that race fitness on her side. I think number five, Hooked, is the best value runner, around about the $14 mark. His trials into this have been super. The reports coming from Randwick say he's working the house down. First up to him off a good barrier with informed jockey Blake Chin aboard. I've got him as an absolute must for your quaddies. Number seven, Royal Descent. I like the way she worked between races last maybe two Saturdays ago. She held off Adelaide in some track work there, and she's a very consistent, good first up mare. And she's probably a bit unlucky to have so many seconds next to her name, but make sure you throw her in at the good odds. Number nine, Cosmic Endeavour. She's got that race fitness. She's well in the market. She's come up with barrier one. And number four, Fontalina. Well, here he's out to break his group one duck. I think he's had about 14 tries. He's finished second on plenty of occasions. I loved his last trial at Randwick. I think he's right in the mix. So we'll go 8, 5, 7, 9, and 4, Andrew. Plenty of chances, but I'm pretty sure we'll be safe.
Righto, 8, 5, 7, 9, and 4 in the Canterbury Stakes. The Challenge is over 1,000 metres. Joe Pride's left Rain Affair in this race. Solder Damani, number 9, has come out. So, Paul, we're down to a field of 9 over the 1,000 metres here.
And a really interesting race, Andrew. We've got horses first up from a spell. We've got Moss Fun going against the older horses. Look, speed-wise, there's a stack of it. Rain Affair's got the blinkers on for the first time. This is his 30th start, and it's the first time with blinkers. I think he'll just go like a bat out of hell out in front and try and get him off the bit and sneak home over the 1,000. It's going to be a very interesting race. I've gone 5, 6, 8, 1. Oh, I love this trial, number 5, Miracles of Life. So she trialled at Randwick behind Sweet Idea and Rubik, and she just cruised up behind them late. I think she could have almost gone past them if they'd wanted to. Peter Snowden's opted for this race first up. She's come up with Barrier 1. I've got her as the clear top pick at around about $6. Number 6, Avila Verde, I've got for second. So much speed in the race will just suit her. She'll camp back off them. I liked her trial at Randwick, and she did win this race last year. Number 8, Rubik, he'll be on pace, but trying to be ridden with a bit of a sit this campaign, and I liked his trial as well. He hasn't run since finishing down the track in the Group 1 Coolmore behind Brazen Bow, but he'd won 3 of his previous 4, so he's an exciting sprinter resuming. And at value, number 1, Famous Seamus. He's another one that loves Randwick. He loves a fast tempo. He'll be steaming home late. We'll go 5, 6, 8, 1, Andrew. That's probably the riskiest leg we've got in this quaddy this week.
Okay, 5, 6, 8, and 1 in race 8. The last, another sprinting race here, the Fireball. We know Moss Fun came out on Wednesday after it drew wide in this race to run in the Challenge Stakes. This is 1,100 here. Some nice horses. Can I ask you one just for mine? Peeping, is this a horse that can step to this mark for Ronnie Quinton?
Well, I'll tell you what, Andrew. From what I've seen of this horse, I would say yes. Just looking at her and the acceleration she's got and the brilliance that she's got, I'd say yes. But when you get down to the nitty-gritty of the form, you'd have to say no. And the main reason really is because of the set weights and penalty scale this race has. A horse like Curo, who's got a rating of 93, bumps into Peeping, who's got a rating of 71. Well, there's 22 rating points between them. Yeah. Peeping's a filly and Curo's a colt, so he should get technically a 2 kilo bonus as well, there being a colt. So actually at the weight, so I've got scribbled down here, Peeping's 8.5 kilos worse at the weight than what she would be under a handicap. So that's just an idea for people out there to say, hang on, at the weight, as good as she is, as promising as she is, she really is up against it. And if she can come out and win, Andrew, obviously her rating will skyrocket, but it'll just be an amazing effort from this filly. So I've left her out of my top three. I've gone 1, 7, and 10. I've gone 1 on top Euro. I think he's a good thing at the weights and going through his form last prep. I mean, his only defeat last prep was a 3rd in the Group 1 Coolmore behind Brazen Bow and Delectation. So super strong form, great barrier, trialing well. I think he's a good thing. But for the quaddie, we'll take 2 other runners. We'll take number 7, Memorial, who's got the blinkers on first time. That could improve her enough to be competitive. And I think number 10, Sultry Feeling, she's probably a filly that's underestimated a bit. And I do think she's best first up. She was brilliant first up last prep, and I liked her trial. So I'm taking number 7 and 10 along with number 1 in the last leg just to keep a bit of a buffer zone in case something goes wrong with Curo. But I think he's a good thing. And look, I'm really excited to see how Peeping goes because I've got a massive rap on her. But as I said, weight-wise, she probably can't win. 1, 7, and 10, Andrew, in the last. And that's 240 combinations for our quaddy. So for $25, you'll get just over 10%.
Righto. So we'll update those on Paul's page and I'll retweet them through his Twitter service on Saturday morning if there's any scratchings. But for the moment, that's the information for the legs of the quaddie. Take note this week with 9 races, the legs of the quaddie are 6, 7, 8, and 9. It's Randwick Guineas Day, Canterbury Stakes Day, all happening at Randwick. Paul, thanks for your time.
No, thanks for your time, Andrew. Looking forward to Saturday.
Look forward to it, you beauty. Bring it on. Wish it was today. It maybe is if you're listening to this podcast from Sky Sports Radio.